This is KBIA News. I'm Christopher Husted. More than 100 people gathered in Peace Park yesterday in Columbia for Artists for Justice, an event organized in response to the August 9th shooting of teenager Michael Brown in Ferguson, Missouri. Bram Sable-Smith from KBIA's Civics Desk attended the event and filed this report.
You know the angels in our heaven done sign my name.
Poet Treasure Redmond was one of several performers who took the stage at Artists for Justice. Redmond, an assistant professor of English at Southwestern Illinois College, set the tone for the day by reading poems inspired by the work of civil rights activist Fannie Lou Hamer.
Not when your rivers turn bloody. Not when MLK's truth thundered. Not even when your son fell in Texas. Now we frog jumping through your red D.C. Got us a Moses and an Aaron. Couldn't stop now if we wanted to. Fire, freedom like fire shut up in my bones. Keep your hands on the plow. Hold on.
Local artist Diggy Splash, acting as the event's MC, shared his own thoughts about peace with the crowd.
So when I got asked to do this, I thought about what does peace mean to me? We need community. So we all got to start getting along in our neighborhoods and in our little areas. We get caught up in this whole grand world scheme of what's going on, and we lose track of our neighbors, the people that are right here around us. So we need to just chill out, start connecting with each other like we're doing today.
And University of Missouri student Wasila Bratton recited an untitled poem he says was inspired by events like Ferguson and his own experience as a black male in America.
My savior suffered, so who would I be not to? It's the only thing that keeps me sane in America. Stars and stripes. Sounds like the drinking gourd in my ancestors' backs. Repeat action. Stars and stripes, you say. Slow it down. What, I gotta repeat it in racism or something? Stars and stripes, USA. Sounds like the sheriff's badge and my people's backs to the pavement.
There were several musical acts as well, including a performance by local artists Nick Danger and Kid Case that particularly resonated with the crowd. Kenneth Bryant, one of the organizers of Artists for Justice, says the event was born out of asking how the community could respond to the death of Michael Brown in Ferguson and its aftermath.
And so we thought, okay, well, we have political rallies, we have political marches, but art is also a part of this. And we want to acknowledge that. And everyone has the potential for creativity, and everyone sort of has an artistic outlet in some form or fashion. So why not use art as a way to express ourselves on this issue as well?
Participants also had the opportunity to register to vote and to contribute to the artwork being painted collectively on site. Bryant said the group hopes to plan more events in Columbia, though what that might look like is not immediately clear.
Post this event, we will get together and think about what it is we want to do for the next step. The possibilities are endless. It'll be something powerful, I'm sure.
For KBIA News, I'm Bram Sable-Smith.